This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, in for Terry Gross. We're continuing our salute to some of the artists scheduled to be inducted Monday into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Next is Darlene Love, one of the singers around whom producer Phil Spector built his popular girl group sound. She sang lead on such songs as He's a Rebel, Zippity Doo-Dah, and Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry, and backup on Johnny Angel. She was a singer with a backup group called The Blossoms when she met Phil Spector, but he recorded them under several names, including The Crystals. For years after leaving Spector, Love worked as a backup singer, then moved on to a solo career. Each holiday season, you can see and hear her on David Letterman's CBS show, singing one of her signature songs, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. Terry spoke with Darlene Love in 1988. Let's begin with one of Darlene Love's biggest hits, He's a Rebel.
Sleep away, walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles his feet. My hold his head up high when he goes walking by. He's my guy. When he holds my hand, I'm so proud. Cause he's not just one of the crowd. My baby always the one to try the thing they've never done. And just because of that, they say, hey, he's a
I know the first song that you recorded for Spector was He's a Rebel.
Right.
You sang lead on it.
Yes.
But although you sang lead and the Blossoms backed you up, the song was recorded under the name of The Crystals, which
right.
had already had a few hits, one of the girl groups who had already had a few hits. Why did he record you under the name of The Crystals?
Well, him and The Crystals, I think, had fallen out at that time. They didn't want to fly to California for whatever reasons. Well, he just told them okay, and he just left them in New York. And came out to the coast and decided to record this song because he had in him that this song was going to be such a monstrous hit. He didn't want to sit on it. So he just found the best person he thought he could to do the lead and do the backup and to put the record out, because Vicky Carr had a song, He's a Rebel, out also, and he was trying to beat her record out.
Well, why couldn't he call you Darlene Love and the Blossoms? Why did he call you The Crystals?
Well, at that time, he had the name The Crystals, and he had already had a little success with the name The Crystals already. They already had, I think, like 2 top 10 or top 20 records. So I guess he figured it would have been easier to break them with another record rather than starting out fresh with a new sound, new voice.
Your recording of He's a Rebel under the name of The Crystals rose to number 1 on the charts. Well, how did you feel about it? Here it was, your voice, without any credit to you.
I didn't really feel one way about it or the other, because I went in to do it as a recording session, you know, like many of the other things that I did that just weren't hits, because I did a lot of other things like that, like He's a Rebel. It's just that those things that I did under other names were not hits.
Now, you also recorded He's Sure the Boy I Love under the name of The Crystals.
Right.
Then Phil Spector changed your name to Bobby Saxon Blue Jeans.
Right.
And under that name you recorded Zippity Doo-Dah and Not Too Young to Get Married. When Phil Spector asked you to record Zippity Doo-Dah, did you think it was a very good idea?
No. I couldn't imagine what we were going to do with Zippity Doo-Dah. Matter of fact, I asked Phil, I said, you mean that song about the Song of the South with Uncle Remus? And he said, yes, that song. I went, well, okay. You have to realize that we were very professional singers at that time at doing background. So when it came time to sing the song Zippity Doo-Dah, we knew the song. And we just kind of fell into the rhythm of the song with the track.
Under the name of Darlene Love, you recorded Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry and Wait Till My Bobby Gets Home. Did you sing any differently knowing that it was going to be under your name? Did you know it was going to be under your name?
Well, He's Sure the Boy I Love was supposed to be a Darlene Love record, because in between, before we did He Sure the Boy I Love, we had already became Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. We had Zippity Doodah out before He Sure the Boy I Love, and he had signed Darling Love. He had changed my name already, and he told me that that was going to be my next release. And I didn't know it wasn't my next release until we were in the car, and I heard it on the radio, and the disc jockey said, "This is the Crystals' latest record," and they played He Sure the Boy I Love. That's when I found out it wasn't a Darling Love record.
Oh, you must have been pretty angry hearing that, huh?
I was a little upset about that one.
Always dreamed the boy I love would come along, and he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me, but he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be. Whoa.
You said before that you felt that Spector had you hold back when you were singing.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean?
I have a very powerful voice. Matter of fact, it was funny sometimes when I had to do ad-libs, I would have to stand like, 10 feet away from the mic to do the kind of singing that I did. Or if I would over-sing too much, Phil would take an earlier tape that I had recorded, and use that one rather than the more powerful voice that I was using.
You were known as the best singer in the girl groups. Did you think of yourself that way?
No, I never did. Because during that time, everybody, to me, was almost like sounding alike. My voice stood out in Phil Spector's ears, I think, because I had the more mature voice. And I think that came from the gospel singing, where the other people had not had any kind of professional training or sung in public, where I had been doing that in church and also in school.
Your voice, I think, was not only more mature, it was also more controlled.
Right, exactly. I would agree with that.
Darlene Love, another upcoming inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, speaking to Terry Gross in 1988.